Destination Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Life is short and the world is wide. There are thousands of odd, quirky places to go and things to see at home and abroad. Buckle up. This is Destination Unknown. Here's your tour guide, Elizabeth Doherty.
You know, I was reading in the news about our power grid and all this stuff, and I started thinking about how all this happened. So I started thinking about Edison. Well, it turns out, and I've been there actually, there's an Edison Ford Winter Estate. It's actually two houses next to each other in Fort Myers. And my son really liked it because they have all these old cars, you know, Fords, and all this original electric stuff, like one of the first bamboo filament light bulbs, that kind of thing. And there's a whole museum there. They just recently renovated it since I've been there. They have 15,000 square feet of air-conditioned exhibits with artifacts and all these cars. And I don't remember it being air-conditioned last time. It was kind of a big garage. Well, the nice thing is there's something there for everybody to enjoy because they have the laboratory where they did little experiments, and there are some really interesting things that they did there. And it's a very messy, big room. I forget what they were working on, but I think they did a lot of botanic research.
Sure, because Edison was looking for something to put inside that light bulb to make it work. So he was using the experiments in botany to find the perfect filament.
They were also concerned about buying rubber from other places for their tires and stuff. So they were working with Harvey Firestone on developing rubber sources here. What's that song about the ant and the rubber tree plant?
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant?
So I guess they had high hopes.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes.
So I don't know what tires are made of today, if they're still made of rubber. I guess they are.
Yeah, they're still made of rubber.
But they had 17,000 plant samples. It's a very cool place. But the best thing about it was the museum. And they had this little sort of thing about Tesla that wasn't really fancy or anything. But it was about Tesla and how Tesla had an alternative idea about energy, not using fossil fuels. And everybody said, oh, no, we can't have that.
He's crazy.
Yeah. Where's all his papers?
Yeah. Gone. Missing. Anyway, that's your Destination Unknown. It's the Edison Ford Homes in Fort Myers, Florida. And by the way, Destination Unknown is sponsored by, and this would be a great road trip.
Oh, yeah, Fort Myers.
Yes, down to Fort Myers. It's sponsored by our friends at RVShare.com. If you're an owner or a renter and you're looking for an RV, go register right now at RVShare.com. If you're an owner, it's a great way to put money in the bank heading into the holidays. And if you're a renter, it's a great way to test out an RV before you buy one on your own, and they get our big huge stamp of approval.
So listen to this. One more thing.
Okay.
The Holiday Nights, they are having it, the 45th annual. They're going to have the winter homes, gardens, historic buildings, decorated with thousands of lights and traditional holiday decorations. They'll be open from November 27th until January 3rd, and for the first time, they'll be open on Christmas Eve. And they're going to have the annual tree lighting ceremony on November 27th, which is, I guess, the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Yep, believe so.
So, very exciting. I might go to that.
That'd be fun. That'd be a fun road trip.
Yeah. Tickets are $25 for adults and $15 for kids, $20 for teens. So, I hope you'll check it out. I think it's well worth the trip. Great day trip. And then you can stay in an RV park close by or a campground. Anyway.
Sounds like fun. Coming up, the top 10 list.
Oh, no.
Be afraid.
Thank you.